In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I asked Father Matthew to read the epistle for this Sunday. You heard the epistle earlier for the feast of Our Lady's Protecting Veil, but I wanted you to hear the epistle for the feast because we heard the epistle for the day. Because we heard the gospel for the day, and that's what I want to talk about. And the epistle helps us, as I shall try to show momentarily. In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus puts before us the golden rule: do to others as you would have them do to you. But in a way, he goes further. He says, if you remember from this morning, an hour ago, he says, if you lend money and expect to get something back again, that's no credit to you. It's just a business transaction. If you do a kindness to someone who's been kind to you, he says, so what? That's just good manners. What I want you to do, he adds, is give without hope of getting back, and to do good to those who hate you and do you wrong. In St. Matthew's Gospel, he in fact says, love your enemies. And Sigmund Freud famously said, that's nonsense. We can't hate, we can't love our enemies. They're our enemies. So, hatred and anger is the perfectly natural and rightful response to those who seek to do us hurt. But Christ says, love them. Do good to them who do harm to you. Give to those who ask when you know you're not going to get anything back. And he might have added, he certainly had, if I may speak for our Lord Jesus, he certainly had in the back of his mind, if they do that, they're still going to think, well, Lord, give me a brownie point. Yes? Give me a credit notch. Or this is one owing me. I've given them again. That's now 20, 30, 40, 50. Okay. You're keeping count. But that's not what he's asking for. He's asking for you to forget it. Just give. Now, how does he think this is possible? He knows us. And he knows us. He knows that we're pretty... Well, we're a pretty rough lot. We don't love our enemies. And we lend in hope of gain, or at least getting our own back. How does he expect us to do this? Well, that's today's epistle. St. Paul says in today's epistle, you are the temple of God. And he quotes God in the book of Leviticus saying to his people, I will dwell in you and I will walk in you. And you will be my people, and I will be your God, and I will be your Father. St. Paul speaks of God within. And this is what we are, beloved. By virtue of the fact we've been baptized, and now many of us have taken Holy Communion, have taken the Lord Jesus inside ourselves. We are all thus Christophers. We are all carriers of Christ. Yeah, okay. So he's there, but the question is he locked up behind bars, unable to move and to exercise inside us? Do we hold him like that? Well, yeah, most of the time we do. And the whole of the church's ascetical life, the whole of its discipline, the whole of the effort that we go through in Lent and in the Christmas fast coming up, that we should be exercising to some degree every day, is to unclench this fist in which we keep our Lord within imprisoned. To unclench it, to let go, to open the jail door inside ourselves to him, that he may move and walk and have his being within us. And more, that he may shed his love and life within us. After all, with what love are we going to be loving our enemies according to his command? And the answer is with his love. Because that's beyond us, as Freud rightly noted. It's not natural. It is supernatural. It is the love of Christ shed within us. And our whole life as Christians must be to access that love which is already there inside us, which is already there given us. To open ourselves to it and to him, that he may flood our innards, our clenched heart, with grace and light and hope and hope. See this world around us? Not only is it mean and hard, it's despairing. It is hopeless. And he is our hope. And he is our life. And he is our light. And he is our joy. Let us be open to him from this moment on and forever. To whom be glory with the Father and the Spirit. Amen.